In this tutorial, I'm going to show you how you can properly display code with the proper syntax within a page. So of course you see the HTML code over here, but what if you want to put the HTML code in the content area and make it very obvious that it's actually code instead of normal paragraph text? That's what we're going to be doing in this tutorial. So as usual, I'll start with blank.html and I'm going to save it as code. So in Bootstrap, there are a few simple classes you can use. Let me change this column to 6, all right, to make it easier for you to see in this video. All right, so I'm going to add some code inside the default sentence that is in your blank.html. Okay, so what if I want this HTML to be a code? All right, now you see that this tag, your HTML, doesn't actually appear in the content at all, because in this editor, of course, it thinks this code is actually part of the source code instead of part of the content that you want to appear. So in order to solve that, you need to wrap this with another tag, which is code, and close it with a closing code attribute. Okay, so I'm going to type in HTML over here. Okay, so you can see in the preview window now it says a blank slate HTML for you to build quickly. Now this, the words or the letters HTML here look like it's part of the content, so users may mistake it for some kind of weird typo. So to add the proper syntax to inform your visitors that this is actually code that you're trying to, you know, inform them of that this is a code, you need to add the attribute code and close that with dash code. Alright, so you see the proper syntax and formatting here that this is how Bootstrap displays code. Now if your code is long, okay, if you have a long piece of code, you can also use the same code attribute. Okay, let me move this code to the beginning of the sentence. Okay, so for example, if this entire thing is a piece of code, I can do this, but there's is another attribute that you can call by default in Bootstrap, which is pre, and close it with pre. So pre is more suitable when you want to highlight lines of code or several lines of code very easily. With pre, you can add a class to it, which is pre-scrollable. And that will add a sidebar, which you can't see here, but let me just duplicate this entire thing. Okay, there is another attribute that is used by Bootstrap and HTML5 attribute, and this is to highlight or properly syntax keyboard functions. Okay, so for example, if I want to ask my visitors to press Command D or Control, control in their keyboard, I can add the attribute of KBD, which is short for keyboard, and close it with dash KBD. So this puts the tag or the text in a black, sort of a black label. And now let's go to the Bootstrap website to see more examples of this. So in the Bootstrap website, you need to go to CSS and click on code, and you'll see more examples of how to use to indicate input that is entered via keyboard. And again, the code, and I've already shown you how to highlight inline code, okay, and also I've explained how to use pre for multiple lines of code. There are other types of formatting that you can use in Bootstrap. These are typically for more advanced purposes, and you don't really have to use the codes that you see here. It's useful for whenever someone is accessing your page via screen readers or some other applications built for specific purposes. But in most cases, I don't think you will need to use the rest of them. Alright, so that's all for this tutorial where I have explained how to properly highlight inline code as well as sections of code on your page using Bootstrap.